Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Friday, the 10th of July 2020, and this is Stuck at Home. My name is Bex, and I'm joined by my pal Connor. Hi, Connor.
Bex, I cannot believe it is the 100th episode of Stuck at Home. We've made it so far, Bex.
Connor,
Bex, come Connor, on. Look, I remember at the start of this all when we were like, oh my God, can you imagine if we do 100 episodes? Sorry, how exciting is this? 100 episodes of Stuck at Home. Happy 100th, Bex. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Connor, I almost don't want to do this to you, but unfortunately, you're one day out because, much like Dalmatians, we are actually 101, I'm afraid. We did the 101 like yesterday with Sean. We had a big top
tombola. Whoa.
Yeah.
With who?
With Sean. Sean did the 100th episode. I'm so sorry. But on the plus side, 101 is bigger and better than 100, Connor. You know, you were just a little bit late to the party. Don't worry about it. But you're here now. This is going to be amazing, right?
Guess so.
We've got Marina Ventura, Flora from The Week Junior. She's brand new and she's awesome. Plus, we'll be chatting about some stuff to do, and we just don't have the tombola. Sorry, Connor.
I can't believe I've opened up thinking it's the 100th. All excited, and then I just get shut down like that.
All right, come on then, let's get involved. Connor, what were you doing yesterday when me and Sean were doing the 100th episode?
Oh, just rub it in a bit more, won't you? Oh, seriously. Well, Bex, I think it's time to start planning days out, don't you? I think it's time to start thinking about seeing your friends and doing fun stuff.
I think, yeah, making some little plans to look ahead and have some nice times. Yeah, what do you have in mind?
Well, we are scrapping baking, we are scrapping the arts and crafts for today, and we are getting a pad and pen out, we are getting on the laptops, we are asking parents what we can do, and we are going to start planning our trips out with friends. So start looking at things that you want to do, start looking at different shows that you maybe want to see whenever, you know, theatres eventually open. Fingers crossed that will happen soon. Start thinking about the films that you want to watch on your first sleepover. All these things that we haven't done for so long are finally going to be back. But let's make sure that the first sleepover, the first day out back after lockdown is going to be the best there is, eh, Bex?
Well, it kind of will be because it'll feel like the first one ever. It'll be properly epic. Connor, what plans do you have? What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I've already booked a drive-in cinema. That's already happened. Local to me, there is a drive-in cinema. Do check this out as well. Anybody that is listening, wherever you are, there are hidden little locations that I didn't know about that host drive-in cinemas in like car parks, and you literally pay for your car. You can go with all your family and you can sit there and you can watch some great films at a drive-in cinema. So I have booked that. I have also booked a normal cinema trip, Bex.
Okay.
I have to admit it. I've booked to go and see a film. I really want to see that new Emma.
Okay, excellent. I haven't heard of this, but good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like your enthusiasm around the film. And I've also booked a couple of restaurants, Bex, because where they are opening now, all at social distancing, we are able to go and do these things. So have a little look at some of your favourite things, some of your favourite places. You know, it might be certain things are opening that certain, like some of my friends like museums, but I don't think they're opening yet. I'm not too sure what is opening and what isn't.
Yeah, I think some of them are slowly starting to open up. Museums and galleries are very slowly starting to open in the next few weeks with social distancing measures in place, yes.
Exactly, which is brilliant. But, you know, start researching now. Start having a little look at the things that you want to get involved in and start getting that booked in. You know, we can start to do these things now and we can start to, you know, see friends outside all at the social distancing with family. And it's just a good time to start getting excited about normality, I think, Bex.
Yeah, and I think people are slowly starting to find ways to get back to normal. I know there is a musical, so a theatre, as you mentioned, isn't something that's coming back for a little while, unfortunately. But people are trying to find ways around it. So Hamilton, which is a very big, well-known Broadway West End show, that has come onto Disney Plus recently. Also, there's a musical called Six, which I absolutely love, all about the six wives of Henry VIII. And they have decided to take that on tour, similar to your drive-in cinemas, Connor, but with drive-in theatres. So you get to go and watch this show live. I think it's going all across the UK. They've got two different casts. I know in Newcastle, it's at the Teesside Airport. I think it's going to be in Bolton, going to be in London. It's going to be literally all over the shop. And it is such a fun way of, yeah, just slowly starting to get back to normal, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. And I think this is the thing as well. The reason that I'm sort of really pushing this idea is because I, for one, I don't know if you're the same, Bex, but where we've been like stuck at home for so long, you almost forget and almost like don't think about the fact that these things are going to start opening, and you almost become like normal with this. You think this is life. Well, things are opening now. You can get your hair cut, as I mentioned the other week. Like, things are happening. So let's start looking at those things, and it's just going to be really good for your mind and also just for yourself, really, to get things booked in with friends and family and doing activities.
That's slightly less good for your bank balance though, Connor. By the sounds of it, you'll be spending all of your pennies on some kind of activity.
Do you know what? I think we deserve it, Bex.
I agree. I'm happy to spend my hard-saved cash on something fun to do. You've got to make memories, haven't you?
You have got to make memories, and we all deserve it. I think everybody listening to this, I mean, we are on episode 101. I don't want to keep repeating it because I missed 100. But that's been a long time of listening to this podcast, hasn't it? And we're going to continue, but it's also nice to look forward to maybe just going out in the park with your friends.
It's something I'm definitely looking forward to as well. That's a great one, Connor. Thanks for that. Good show.
No, Pop Specs, what have you been up to? Tell me.
I've been exploring how to make the perfect ice cream cookie sandwich, Connor.
Right. Okay. So a bit different to me, but please tell me more, Bex. I'm intrigued.
So first of all, full disclosure, I love ice cream sandwiches so much because when I went to Disneyland when I was little, my mum and dad used to let me have them for breakfast because I don't know why, because that's not the best parenting skill, but still. So ever since then, I've just always had a fascination with cookie ice cream sandwiches.
Hold on, Bex. I think I now have the answer as to why you are one of the most energetic people I've ever met in my life. Are you still on a sugar rush from back in the early days?
I'm always on a sugar rush, Connor. I can't help it. And this is like, it's amazing finding the ultimate way to make cookie ice cream sandwiches because there are so many different things you can do to really, really up your game in this world. So I'm going to talk you through a few examples. Instead of using cookies, you could use waffles. You could use brownies. You could use... this is amazing. You could use donuts.
Oh.
This is awesome. You could use special... I found a recipe online for cookies that have been slightly made with crisps. So when you have your ice cream cookie sandwich, it's got like the sweet and salted flavour in it together. Oh. You could just stick a cake in there instead of the cookie. You could use different types of biscuit. It's really up to you. You can put it in different shapes. You can put it in different colours. And of course... I mean, one idea was a Neapolitan ice cream one. So vanilla cookie, strawberry ice cream, and then a chocolate brownie on the bottom. You can put sprinkles around the side. You can put chocolate chips around the side. You can put different flavours of ice cream in the middle. Think of your favourite. For me personally, it's mint choc chip. The world is
Bex.
Your chocolate ice cream oyster.
Bex,
here,
you've
Connor.
Just... Oh, honestly, my mouth is watering. This is like my favourite thing ever. I didn't even know this existed. When you first said ice cream sandwiches, I was literally thinking of two slices of Warburtons with some vanilla ice cream in the middle. Oh, Bex, this sounds so good.
I know, I'm up in your game. So basically, think of your preferred kind of stodgier thing, maybe a cookie, a cake, a donut, a brownie, and then in the middle, just whack in your favourite ice cream. And Bob's your uncle, you have got a delicious treat.
Do you know what it'd be nice with?
Mm-hmm.
Jaffa cakes.
Jaffa. Connor.
Yeah, vanilla ice cream in between two Jaffas.
Yeah, and like they'd be like mini ones, wouldn't they? So you can like have a little plate of them.
Yeah, this is so exciting. I love sandwiches. I love sandwiches with ice cream. It's like an oyster. You ever had an oyster? I love an oyster. You know, the
yes.
little things that are, they're the best. And that's a bit like a sandwich.
So, yeah, this is great, Connor. I mean, you've got it straight away. I feel like I'm teaching a protege here. And then on the side of it, you can put, sprinkles. You can put, remember those nerds?
Yes, I know them.
Yeah, the sweets that are a bit kind of, forget the word, but they're a bit fizzy. So you can do whatever you want to make the best ice cream sandwich ever. And I figured for summer, what a way to spend your summertime at home creating an ice cream sandwich.
There we go. And that can link in with my idea. You know, when you're going out with your friends or your family and you start planning these days, there's your picnic, ice cream sandwiches.
Exactly.
That'll get you through the day.
Exactly that. So tell us if you get involved with those things. Maybe you're planning the best thing ever, or perhaps you make an ice cream sandwich to rival all others. Let us know. Go to funkidslive.com/stuck and you could appear in a future episode.
Well, there we go. You've made everybody's mouth water as we move on with the episode. So it's the time of the show where we listen to a Fun Kids mini-series. And today we're listening to Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure. So there's a lot of big animals in the ocean. And Marina Ventura is finding out more with her trusty digital sidekick, Map App. Go on more adventures with Marina Ventura by searching for Marina Ventura, Kids Guide to Our Planet, wherever you're listening to this.
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world.
What ho, adventurers! We're speeding along the coast of Florida today to learn about some of the coolest sea life on our planet. Hold tight! Woohoo! Let's put the brakes on for a minute. There's something ahead that's seriously cool. If I just adjust my binoculars, I should be able to get a great view. Oh, yes! It's a perfect specimen. A beautiful marine turtle dipping and diving in the water. Turtles are amazing creatures. Many live for 50 years or more, but some species are becoming endangered, which is really sad. Let's try to get a little closer. Marine turtles spend most of their lives at sea hunting for prey. Females like this one come ashore only every few years, often to the same place to lay their eggs on beaches. The fact that they come back to the same place is great in one way because it means scientists know where to look out for them. But what is less great is if the beach is becoming polluted or not as safe. For example, if the sea level is rising, then the turtle and her babies might be in danger. And that's what's causing some species to be under threat of extinction as a result. Let's leave them in peace. Hey, check this out! The water around my boat is filled with jellyfish. Now they're a very sensible specimen where sea life is concerned. They might look soft and squishy, but jellyfish are very tough and resilient creatures. They reproduce quickly and eat a wide range of prey, and can adapt to changes in the marine environment that would pose problems for other species. Fish in the oceans, though, aren't fans of the jellyfish because they're both competing for the same food. It is a fight for survival. Adapting to the environment is really important. Let's boot up Map App to find out more. It's in my rucksack here somewhere. That's not it. I thought I'd packed it near the top. Nope, that's my tent. Self-assembling, so handy. Not today, obviously. Aha!
Hello. Ooh, I'm liking the speedboat. Very cool.
Hi, Map App. We've been looking at jellyfish and turtles today. Any fascinating facts in your files?
Of course. Here's a beauty for you. Who would have thought balloons had anything much in common with turtles? 50 years ago, the two were closely connected, and all in the name of scientific research. Archie Carr was an expert in the field of loggerhead turtles and was one of the first to try tracking loggerheads from Florida, taking a decidedly novel approach. He glued huge helium-filled weather balloons to the turtles' shells so that he could follow them from the shore.
Amazing! Can you imagine what it must have looked like? Join me and Map App next time when we'll be finding out more about some of the largest life living in the sea. Toodle pip, adventurers!
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, a Fun Kids production in association with the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world.
So three questions on what you've just heard coming up at the end of Stuck at Home, so do stay with us.
All right then, let's look over to the Week Junior magazine. Today I am chatting to writer Flora. Flora, what story do you have for us?
Hi Bex. So I've got a really great story from our Around the World section. It's a story about a miner from Tanzania, which is a country in Africa. This miner is called Saninu Leza. So a miner is someone who digs underground for minerals like salt, gold and coal. But this miner has discovered two enormous bricks of tanzanite, which is a very rare and very beautiful and very valuable gemstone. And this is the largest discovery of tanzanite in the country's history. So together, the bricks weighed 15 kilograms in total, and the miner has sold them to the Tanzanian government for £2.7 million. And he says he's going to use the money to build a school near his house because there are lots of very poor families living in his area, and these families can't afford to take their children to school, you know, miles away. So he's going to provide that service for them with the money that he's made.
That's an incredible story. And also, just like, what a lovely, noble thing to do with the cash.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Flora, thank you so much for that. And hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, let's find out how much you learned from Marina Ventura and her dive into the ocean. Remember that if you want to go on more adventures with Marina, just search for her name. It's Marina Ventura, wherever you're listening to this. Bex, are you ready for the quiz?
Absolutely, let's go for it.
Let's get into it. Where did Marina Ventura venture to today? Is it A, Florida, B, California, or C, New Mexico? That kind of threw me a bit, Ventura and venture together. That was hard.
That is actually quite a difficult word combo, isn't it? Question two, what is the average lifespan of a marine turtle? Is it A, over 50 years, B, about 20 years, or C, only 5 years?
And true or false, huge helium weather balloons were once attached to turtle shells to work out where they were going. Is it true or is it false?
All right, let's zoom back in time and get those answers, shall we?
I think we shall. Where did Marina Ventura venture to today? The answer is A, to Florida. Love Florida.
Question two. What is the average lifespan of a marine turtle? The answer is A, over 50 years.
That is old for a turtle, isn't it, Bex?
That is super old for anyone, and especially a turtle, yeah.
And talking of turtles, is it true or false that huge helium weather balloons were once attached to turtle shells to work out where they were going? The answer is A, true. Bex, I don't know if you're with me on this, but all I can imagine is a bunch of turtles walking around or swimming around with balloons coming out of the ocean.
Oh, I quite like that. At least you know where they are. I think that's really sweet.
It excites me. I need to Google image this. I'd love it.
Yes, we'll have a little Google of some lovely turtles and balloons. And while we do that, I should probably say goodbye. That is it for today's Stuck at Home podcast, the 101 episode. Sorry, Connor. So goodbye from Con.
Bye, Bex. You can't keep mentioning it. I'm really upset. I really am. Can we just do a fake 100 just for me?
We'll make sure that you celebrate something else that's a bit special, Connor. Don't worry
about
that.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get this podcast from. And as you might have heard yesterday, Stuck at Home is becoming Activity Quest on July the 20th. So it's really important that you do subscribe and you don't miss it when it changes. So we're off this weekend, but we'll see you on Monday for, wait for it, the last week of Stuck at Home before it becomes Activity Quest. And don't you worry, Connor, you can be part of it. I promise, all right?
Yeah, Bex, that was what I was hoping for. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.